father had a, what do you call it, ukulele banjo, like a little one. And I had that strung up like a bass. But it didn't quite have the bottom that was required, you know, so I had to, got my father. Actually, my father didn't want to, you know, have to sign, I was like very young, had to sign a guarantor. Higher purchase. And he said to me, don't bother with a bass guitar. He said, take up the tenor saxophone. He said, the bass guitar will never be heard of again. I didn't know my dad, I really want a bass guitar. You know. Plus, it's work for me. Ah, he said, there's work, right, you've got a bass guitar. Cheers, off.
So you were how old then when you got in this band?
14.
14.
And I was playing organ in church at that time, which helped pay for the bass guitar.
Right.
Plus, there was a youth club gig after the the last service on the Sunday, and so one was there and one could get the old classical surplus off quickly and get straight into jeans on underneath and a shirt with the collars up.
Was your dad musical? I mean, did he have...
Yeah. He was a pianist and band leader. Also, he and my mother had a double act. It was, I don't know, what would you call it? Waterville? Over here, yeah. It was all that sort of stuff.
Did you have any brothers and sisters that were in it?
No, only child. The spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of interesting. I was reading something about only children the other day.
Oh, there's definitely...
You have a different view on life.
Positively.
You know. You also have a sort of certain inner security.
That's true, yeah. I've had friends that have been only children, you know. Like, I have a brother, and I see a distinct difference between us. So did you ever take lessons on the bass then or anything like that?
No. I went to one. I thought I ought to, you know, take some lessons. Now I bought a book. I bought the Shirley Douglas and Chas McDivitt so I can learn how to play Freight Train. And there was a rockabilly bass line. but mainly, as Mingus later said in Beneath the Underdog, that the best way to learn the bass was to just switch the radio on and play with whatever came on. Anything, you know. It makes you a bit agile, and if you're slightly out of tune, you've got to tune up quicker, you know,
right,
and get moving, and it's right.
That's basically how you learn.
Yeah. Just playing, you know.
Do you remember what kind of bass that first one was?
It was, it was a pig. yes, it had a neck like a tree trunk. No, what was it? It was a Dallas bass guitar. Single cutaway, solid body. It sounded all right though. But and it was good for me because I developed very strong fingers. So I had no idea about setting instruments up then. I, you know, took it home from the shop and all this. I had an amplifier with a 10-inch speaker. it was awful. Those horrible sort of farting noise. Then I had a converted television, you know, one of those big old stand-up televisions with the amp in the bottom and the speaker where the screen should be. And gave myself double hernias and all that sort of stuff. Bass players always had the hardest time, you know, you always have to hump the biggest piece of equipment.
Right.
I didn't, it never occurred to me, you know, when I was deciding between that and drums. You'd have to take a bass amp, you know. Oh dear, that was bad news.
Yeah. So then you were playing around in this rock and roll band for a while. What kind of stuff were you playing?
Oh, Shadows. Little Richard stuff. Jerry Lewis stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started dubbing on piano and oh no, we didn't have a drummer at first, that's right. It was like they never found the drummer. And so that happened to another bass player. The one that was in Slide, bass player.
Bootsy?
Is it Bootsy the bloke who used to have the big hat? He started off in a band with no drummer, and which is how he got like that percussive style.
Oh.
You know, could you, I mean, you've got a lot to make up for, you know. Once the lead guitar takes a solo, there's only you left, you know. You've got to make a lot of noise.
You really play with no drummer.
That's right, yeah. We got a drummer after a while, whom I taught. Could you believe? I've never played drums in my life, man. Well, what you got to do is do that. Yeah.
So that definitely had influence on your playing then?
Yeah, I suppose it must have.
Because you play incredibly percussively.
Yeah, well...
Well, I mean, insofar as... Something like a Lemon song. You know, like the bass and stuff you're doing in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, so I suppose that must have come from that.
You know, it's almost like... your bass line could be almost like what the bass drum is doing, you know.
I consider it very important. Sort of, I don't like bass players that... You should stay around the bottom and provide that end of the group, you know, and you should work very closely with the drummer. Very important, that, in the rhythm section.
So how long did that band last?
Not very long, I don't think. I found a band with a drummer in them. And this band came along and they had really nice looking guitars. And I thought, oh, they must be great, you know. They had Burns guitars. So I got myself a Burns guitar. One with the three pickups. And did you ever?
Yeah, sure.
Did they
ever
come over
here?
And a true voice amplifier.
This is a bass guitar.
Hmm?
Bass.
Yeah. Yeah. And, that was Peter Gage, actually, that band was. It was very professional. We all had we all had purple band jackets, you know, and white shoes. And I thought, this is it. This is the big time. And he later went on to form Vinegar Joe. And that was that band. And then when I was 16, I got out of school. Goodness.
You didn't like school?
Oh, I hated school. The only good thing was I was allowed to play the organ in school, you know, prayers in the morning, which was the only light spot in the entire situation. It was a very, very English boarding school, you know, very academic. And they played rugby a lot and all that sort of stuff, which I hated. Nobody was into music at all. At all. Well, I took some piano lessons there, like this real idiot. You used to sort of have a big stick and then whack it down on your hands, you know. It was horrendous. I gave up the piano for quite a long while.
Really?